Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah.
Sometimes you can find me under the sheets. I'll be beating my meat. Watching pics of feet porn is on repeat cause I'm feeling horny. Knock before you come in or you might see my ding-a-ling. Anything I do makes me horny too, in case you couldn't say. Cause I'll dry my pants right where I stand, don't give a damn. And if your mom's here, baby, don't fear, she'll lend a hand. I can jack. Jacking. Jack off every day. Masturbate or touching myself, whichever you want to say. I can jack off every day. I can keep this jacking going at one pew better place.
What up, motherfuckers?
Hello,
Tinko, and welcome to Whistle Away Toy Podcast, episode 90. And we needed to start this episode with a little parody, just to give you guys a little giggle,
little dirty humor.
Yep, we had to. I just wrote that last week. I got into like a parody writing kick. I wrote a few parodies, but we can only do one an episode.
We save that in our back pocket for when we need it,
just in case. So this is episode 90. Megbo, you had a really big week this past week.
Oh, I sure did. I went to Indianapolis for the most beautiful wedding. My childhood best friend, Phil, he was a guest on our show.
Yes.
That was episode, 16?
The sex swing.
The sex swing. Because he was a swing, kind of like an understudy for the SpongeBob the Musical on Broadway. So he ended up debuting on Broadway playing Patrick Starr.
Right.
Patrick.
He worked with Ariana Grande's boyfriend.
He sure
Ethan
did.
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Slater.
Ethan Slater.
Yeah, that's crazy. And he also was Mr. Krabs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very exciting for him. And his beautiful bride, Jen, she's so sweet, kind, and her family is so welcoming, and it was the most beautiful time. It was at the Grand Union Station, so it was like an old train station that they turned into this venue, and it was so beautiful. It was right across the street from the hotel, so easy peasy walking back and forth.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I saw furries in the street of Indianapolis.
If you guys don't know what furries are, they are people that dress up like
animals.
And fuck.
Yeah, wait. One of them, there were two guys, and one of them had like the head on, and like the hands, and he had a tail, and he had feet that were like an animal.
Yeah, they were like amusement park attraction style costumes.
Yeah, like Six Flags.
Yeah,
and also had like a pride flag over one of his ears,
mm-hmm.
And the other guy, he had his head off and was walking around, and me and Rob, we were having a smoke break outside during the wedding, and we stopped and talked to these guys.
I'm done.
We had to talk to them, and they were like, yeah, we just wanted to bring a little joy to the streets of Indianapolis.
They were the entertainment at the wedding.
And I was like, oh my gosh. When they walked away, I was like, man, I wonder what they're going to do now. And Rob's like, you know what they're going to go do
they're
now.
They're
going to go fuck and probably like bark while they're...
100%. Good for them. They're getting more than I am. congratulations to Phil and Jen.
Yeah, congratulations, Phil and Jen.
Hope you have many, many, many lovely years together.
Yes.
A
lifetime of memories.
Yes. I went to a barbecue this Labor Day weekend. Nothing crazy. Family, friends. And then that's it. It was very low-key. My nephews came to visit.
Oh, so fun. And,
normally I bake with them, but I was like, I'm not baking. It's
so hot.
Labor Day. Like, I wanted to, like, chill. We got drunk. Not me and the kids. Me and their parents.
Uncle Isaiah, this is a lot of fun.
But, yeah, it was a good time. I had a really good weekend. Long weekend.
Yeah. Did you miss me while I was away?
No.
Yeah, that's a lie. You gave me a hug last night and was like, I missed you so much.
Oh, how drunk was I? I was very drunk.
And
I remember.
You hugged me and you were like, oh, thank God you're back.
In a dark hallway.
Yeah. We're like, thank God you're back. I missed you. You know, while I was at the wedding, first of all, I drove there. Uh-huh. So that's a 12-hour drive.
Damn.
Well, with stops and stuff. We stopped at a Cracker Barrel and I got breakfast at one point.
Very Caucasian of you.
Oh, I love Cracker Barrel. Please. I could stop there three times, like, if we're driving to Florida or whatever, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Cracker Barrel. Damn. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah, Rob drove the entire time.
Nice.
Entire time, and I sat like a princess on my iPad and was just, like, watching movies, falling asleep, eating. I was eating like a hungry, hungry hippo. When I got to the hotel, I literally ran 3 miles. I was like, I have to.
Oh, like in the...
Yeah, in their fitness room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did that the day of the wedding also. It was so much fun. It was really an amazing time. And there was a guy there who told me, I reminded him of Anna Nicole Smith. He was like, I just have to tell you, he was like, I noticed you at the welcome party and you were just so beautiful and alluring that you remind me of like a young Anna Nicole Smith.
He's a homosexual?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my God. And I like sat with him and I showed him the background of my phone and it's Marilyn Monroe eating a hot dog, mm-hmm. but without the bread. She's just eating the wiener. Mm-hmm. And he was like, stop. He's like, that's you. He was like, I see you're Marilyn. You are like Anna Nicole Smith. Like, I'm that's dead. You. I was like, oh my God.
Chinspa, baby.
Chinspa, baby. Turns out he's a casting director, Isaiah.
Yeah, this is Ian McGregor.
Ian, yeah.
No, it's not Ian McGregor. That's an actor.
He's like a big casting director. I saw he follows us on Whistle. I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. See, you never know the friends you make. You know, so shout out to Ian, Phil, Jen.
The furries.
The furries of They're Indianapolis.
Currently on the honeymoon with Phil and Jen.
Oh, anyways, that's awesome.
Have fun on your honeymoon, guys.
Yeah, have fun. They're in Italy.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Buongiorno.
Yeah.
But that's amazing.
Sfogliatelle.
So, yeah, we had a fun weekend. Sounds like the both of us. So.
Anyways. All right, so should we dive on in?
Yeah, let's dive on into some music.
We got
news.
Some music shit going on. Kylie Minogue released her latest single,
Tension.
And I am obsessed.
Me too. I love it.
It's giving Padam a big run for its money.
Mm-hmm.
The music video was so great.
Yeah, it reminded me of Black Mirror.
Yeah, it did.
Like the Miley Cyrus
It was
one.
A bunch of, there was no background dancers.
It was like Pixel Perfect
yeah.
from Disney Channel.
It was just a bunch of Kylies, like Alien Kylie, Hot Kylie,
a miniature,
normal Kylie,
a miniature of Vegas Kylie,
a teeny like Chiquita Banana Kylie. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really enjoyed it. Definitely check it out. And the music, the song is
itself
actually like
is...
it's so great. It's so like clubby.
Wait, how does it go? It's like touch me down, down.
Oh, let's play a little clip.
Don't be shy, touch me right there.
Yeah.
Ooh,
love it.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, break that tension. Touch me right
there.
I like the lyrics.
Hands up on me. Hot like chili. Love it. And then the second verse is my favorite part of the verse when she's like, call me Kylie. Don't imitate. Okay, Kylie, I didn't know you were a rapper. But I loved it. Great, great song. Can't wait for her album. That's going to be fantastic.
When's that coming?
End of September. I believe September 28th, if I'm not
wow.
mistaken.
And then she's going to have all that content for her Vegas shows.
Yeah, 100%.
Damn, we're fucking not going.
And we're not going.
We're losers.
And the album is also titled Tension.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the cover is the green and black art?
Yes, I believe so. It's, no, the one where she's like this.
Hmm.
Like holding her... Holding like it's oh. like she's making like a Lady Gaga style okay on her eyeball.
Sure. Yeah, that's not what I was thinking. Tension is the artwork that I was thinking.
September 22nd. So right around the corner.
Wow.
Alrighty. And
well, Money Come. By Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
That's a bop.
She came back and
after saying
she was retiring, yeah. You got boob sweat going on or something?
Yeah, I know.
You got boob sweat. These pants are doing nothing for me.
I know. I was hot.
Your vagina was exposed.
It's fucking 90 degrees and we don't have the air going.
It literally looks like you have balls.
Wait, ready? You could see because I'm one titty's bigger than the other. Do you see?
This one's bigger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You won the $99,000 question.
The right one is bigger.
Yeah.
The left one is smaller.
You want to squeeze them?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. Thank you.
Yeah, so no. I got to tuck these girls. It is hot. I'm sweating. By the end of the episode, you're going to see rings of sweat. Yeah. That's
going to
happen.
Hot like chocolate. all right. Money Come by Iggy Azalea. It samples that 90s song.
Come, baby, come.
Something like that.
Come, baby, come. Make it money, money, bum.
No, that's not.
Come, baby, come. Baby, 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 come.
Yeah, that song.
Who sings that?
I don't know. You know. Rob told you.
Yeah, I know. You were surprised when I knew. I was like, oh, this is a sample.
Yeah, and I was like, there's no way she just knew that. And then she Rob told me. But anyways.
But it's a good song.
A bop. The video was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Very. Now, it's very important to support Iggy in this moment because Iggy is officially an independent artist. She's not signed onto a record label.
Right.
So if this song flops, if the music video flops, it's only going to inhibit her from making more music.
Did she use Tory Lanez's people for this?
I don't know. That's a good question because remember,
she said she was going to hire them
so they didn't get left out of work.
Yeah.
Which then, I thought was really cool.
And then the song came out. Yeah. So I wonder.
Maybe. You're right.
I wonder.
And the rap is really good. Oh, I don't love the chorus. Come and me come. Can you hit it till I fit it in my tummy? I'm like, yeah, oh my God.
So, what did Megan write these lyrics? That's what it sounds like.
But the actual verses are really good.
Right.
And the music video was fantastic. And then you have. So. The message of the song for Iggy Azalea was very woman empowering, make your own money, you know what I mean?
Sure. I got bags in the coop, busting out the roof.
Used to Be Young, Miley Cyrus, and you have Single Soon by Selena Gomez, which I feel like both songs not only are not great.
They hyped it up to be duh.
They're also just about them. Where's your message?
Yeah.
Miley's I used to be young. Ugh. And I'm not crazy.
And
no more.
Breaks down crying,
right.
Singing the song. And it's first of all, you're 30. Cut it out. You're not old. You still could have fun.
And then
you're choosing to be old.
The opposite. Selena Gomez over here is I'll be single soon.
And that's what all I know. Fuck? Boring.
It was so bad.
That just proves.
I wrote a parody about that too, by the way.
Maybe next week. That just proves that Selena Gomez. She ain't
She's
a hot
average.
Artist because she has 400 plus million subscribers on Instagram, but I don't know. Single Soon, nobody's talking about it.
Right, no one. When I tell people about the song, I have to make them listen to it. And then they're like, oh, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. It's not cute.
She was better when she was
doing girl, you've been single. You ain't gonna be single soon, you've been single.
I think her best work is, honestly, Selena's best work is when she's doing the Spanish singing songs.
Selena's best album in her career, her discography, to date, is Revival. What a great, great, great album from start to finish. Again, very average singing, no ballads or anything, but that is her best. That's the one with the songs Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
Sure.
And,
that's a classic.
Yeah. There's two or three songs in there that were number one hits.
What was the album that I loved where she's in the red dress and it's Spanish speaking?
That's Revelaciones, Revelations, I think.
I have that entire album and I
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. But she was nominated for a Grammy for that album.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a really good album. It was. But I can't get behind those albums completely and say, oh, this is her best work because she doesn't even speak Spanish.
Right.
That means she was sitting in a studio and they were telling her, no, you're not saying it right.
Right.
You got to repeat it again and again. And then they pieced it together. You know what
her
I mean?
Her parents don't speak Spanish?
I don't know about her parents.
Right. Her upbringing.
Yeah. I don't think, no, she doesn't speak Spanish. She's like J-Lo. Right. J-Lo, have you ever seen those interviews with J-Lo and Shakira? And J-Lo's speaking and Shakira's like, what the fuck is she saying?
Oh, J-Lo will
yeah.
talk Spanish.
J-Lo doesn't speak Spanish either, no.
And Shakira's like, huh?
Yeah. Because Shakira actually speaks Spanish.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Exactly.
It makes no goddamn sense. I found it.
You tried.
I tried.
So yeah, that's Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus and Single Soon by Selena Gomez. Both two thumbs down for me.
Yeah, it was like Miley was trying to do an Adele ballad.
I think she was trying to get a Wrecking Ball thing going. You know, like making you want to, like, because Wrecking Ball is such a great song. Very powerful.
Yeah.
But Used to Be Young, girl, you used to be good.
Yeah, what happened?
But because I didn't love...
Ouch, Isaiah. Rip that Band-Aid off.
I didn't love Endless Summer Vacation either. And this is what I've said about Miley Cyrus since the beginning of the podcast. She doesn't know who she is.
She takes risks.
She keeps changing and changing and changing and changing.
That's great. Wonderful.
Well, you got another flop in your hands.
Yeah, but Plastic Hearts, she really nailed it. And then she ran away with The Rock.
She should have kept going with that. Maybe one more album at least.
At least one more Rock album.
You know,
album.
And now then
Demi Lovato's trying to be right. that. Let's get out of here.
Please.
Demi Lovato
who? Anyway, she's performing at the VMAs. When is that?
September 12th.
Next week. Next Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. See you next
nobody's
Tuesday.
Nobody's going to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then you got... Oh, you know what? Let's play a clip of Selena Gomez and Miley's song. So this is a little clip of Single Soon by Selena Gomez. I'm picking out this dress, trying on these shoes, cause I'll be single soon, I'll be single soon. I know he'll be a mess when I break the news, but I'll be single soon, I'll be single soon. Like, boring. I don't get it. Like, I'm picking out this dress. I'm trying on these shoes. Okay, so you're getting ready. Got it.
Because she'll be single soon. All right. Boring.
I personally was not a fan.
Neither was I.
And Used to Be Young.
Listened to it once and was like, thank you, next.
And this is Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus. I know it used to be crazy. I say you used to be good.
You're so harsh.
I'm not. This is coming from my personal view, my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. You're capable of so much better music. You've put out so much better music, and this is what you're gonna give me.
Ugh.
She says she made that during Bangers. Nobody wanted to back her Bangers tour. Like, she didn't have any production company give her money. She backed the whole thing herself. She said she didn't make any money from Bangers. Well, you're not going to make any money from this either. The Bangers tour was amazing. That album was fantastic.
Yeah, but she's not going on tour.
Yeah, right.
She says she never wants to again.
Because she didn't make any money from it. Truthfully.
It could change in the future. You never know.
Anyway, and now we got Demons by Doja Cat. Doja Cat is doing this whole thing where she's being like anti-Christ and like
pro-demon
and shit. And I'm just like, girl, it's been done. Like, you're not doing anything new. You know that.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Like, during Unholy and Montero.
Not only that, Lil Nas. Like, everything that they're doing it too, but it's already been. Madonna did this already.
Yeah, but
already.
It was like record. Like,
Gaga did this already.
It was shocking, you know? For audiences. And they're like, look at them doing satanic songs and performances. But now it's over.
Yeah, but Megan,
and now
like,
Doja's like, my turn.
Every pop star does that. You know that. Like, Madonna did it. And so did
Gaga.
This is not any. They're not, you know, giving you anything new, anything like that's hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
Pop stars always do that. When they get into like their like rebel era, they always turn to the devil. Why? I don't fucking know. But
I think it brings bad luck.
Paint the Town Red was great. Demons, it's not for me.
Keep the devil away.
Yeah, keep the demons in your closet, girl.
But the video is
so scary.
Really?
The video
what
for
is it, like the
demon?
Grim Reaper?
No, she's like a demon. Like, they put like this like whole
makeup,
body makeup, everything.
Prosthetics.
Yeah. And it is very, very creepy.
Hey, but that's great for this time of year. Now it's spooky season because summer's over.
Not yet. Almost.
Now everyone's going to be a devil.
And the remix to
Mind
Your Business by Britney Spears and Will I Am was released by David Guetta. He took a 3 minute and 15 second song and cut it to a minute and 45 seconds.
Which is better.
Honestly, he did us a favor. Because you don't have to hear what she do over and over and over again.
Oh, he cut all that out.
Manjubi. Like,
put the remix on.
It's not. It's also not good. Okay, so this is the Will I Am Britney Spears Mind Your Business remix by David Guetta.
Mind your business, bitch.
What the fuck is this? Where's Britney?
So, lame. First of all, that's giving, like, 2009 vibes. Like, get with the fucking... I get it, David Guetta, you're old. But, yeah.
That horn?
I get it, you're old. Move on.
Ugh.
Anyway, yeah, I wasn't a fan. I don't like either version, but I like this version more because it's less of them.
Oh, no. Yeah, just more house music.
Yeah, it was... It's not it.
They need to mind their bay.
Anyway, let's move on from this terrible selection of music, other than Tension by Kylie Minogue.
And Iggy.
Yeah, they were the only ones that came through.
Yeah.
But, again, I'm not surprised because Selena, Miley, Doja, they already have followers, although Doja's been treating her fans like shit. But
she lost 400,000 followers.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're all like, she's mean.
All right, let's move on into...
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies. Ooh, do I boob sweat?
They're sweaty. No, but I can feel them radiating heat.
They sure are.
On strike!
So the strike is still going on. I've heard through the grapevines that they are...
Kind of
coming to an agreement.
Yeah.
I know that supposedly the independent film companies have come to an agreement, so that's good.
Like Sundance.
Yeah. I don't think Sundance is like a festival, a film festival.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a production company.
I thought Sundance was independent films.
Right, that's where they show them. Like,
I know there's a Sundance.
Where they feature
them. I know there's a festival.
Yeah.
But
it's like an award show.
I'm pretty sure Sundance is a production company. Like, you could watch Sundance on TV.
Right, but it's Sundance nominated, like movies.
Oh, I always thought there was a channel.
I think you're thinking of Smithsonian Channel.
No. But that's okay.
Anywho.
Everyone knows what Sundance is.
Yeah. So, we just watched last night. You're not invited. You're so not invited to my bat mitzvah.
On Netflix.
With Adam Sandler. And his real life daughters.
And his wife is in
it. And his wife is in it as somebody else's wife.
Yeah. Idina Menzel, who's like the Broadway star that turns into
She's
cinema.
In Frozen. And she was also in Rent.
Yeah.
And other things, I'm sure. But
and in Glee, too. She was on Glee.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
I never watched it. And
so
anyway.
Strange. It's right up your alley.
So, I did not like it.
I loved it. I thought it was so fun.
I wasn't a fan of it.
Coming of age film. And it's about two girls that are best friends that become enemies over a boy. And the one friend is a bad friend. And by the end, she realizes she fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It was like okay at best, but it's actually Adam Sandler's best rated film.
Yeah, made the most money. I'm surprised.
But I'm surprised being as you have like Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison and
I know.
What is it? Big Daddy and 50 First Dates. Like
so
what?
So funny. And
you're going to tell me, you shall not invite my bat mitzvah.
Yeah, weird times.
Oy
right?
vey.
Like a Volta.
But it was all right. It was cute, I guess.
It was very cute.
And that is on Netflix.
Yeah, that was a fun watch. I enjoyed it. I was paying attention.
And she was, actually. And just like that, on HBO has ended the second season.
It's concluded, and we finally saw Samantha Jones's 30-second clip that she
her
was...
Her cameo.
Yeah, her cameo that she was included in the finale. She made, like, I think $1 million for that 30 seconds.
But the thing, I missed it. I watched every episode and I missed it. Like, I had to watch it. Megan's like, did you see it? I'm like, no, she wasn't, they didn't show her. I literally must have looked down to scratch my balls. And
I didn't know it was on.
And I missed it, yeah. Because it was literally like a blink of an eye.
You're onto the sheets beating your meat.
But anyway, I'm not into this. I'm not into this. I know you liked it. You
I like
said
it.
That.
It's, I feel like it's like the Golden Girls now. Like
but it's
for
not.
Older for it's like for ladies in their 50s plus.
Yeah, but the Golden Girls wasn't specifically for a specific audience. It was for everyone. Everyone liked the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
You know? This is literally.
But I feel like back then it was for older people. And then over time people realized how damn funny these ladies were, and then it became kids were watching it.
But I feel
but in
like,
the '90s.
I mean, not in the '90s.
I mean in the 2000s.
The Golden Girls, the way they made the show was so everyone could laugh at them, you know? Like you have old people talking about sex. Here you have old people having problems getting a hard on. And it's
and
not funny.
Blanks.
It's like cringy.
Shooting blanks.
Yeah. When he like came on her tits and nothing came out, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I wasn't like, funny. No, I was like, this is so cringy.
Yeah.
You know, this is for a specific audience. It's for the Sex and the City watchers that are now 50-year-old.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like Golden Girls were like all around, you know, general audience. It was a show that was like on cable TV.
Yeah. I think that we just, right now, we fell in love 10 plus years ago with the characters, Samantha, Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte.
I only watched it because I wanted Samantha to be on it.
Yeah.
Truthfully, honestly.
And I can't believe Aiden came back and then it left us with a cliffhanger where she has to wait 5 years. Like, what?
I don't know. This is going to sound so bad, but I feel like I'm not trying to watch old people fuck. I'm not trying to do it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for that?
Especially like Miranda with her head and Chase's...
Miranda!
Vagina. I'm
Miranda!
Like, wow, this is a lot. Wearing a strap-on and shit. I'm
oh
like,
my
wow.
God. At least... But I feel like Miranda looks like the best out of
Miranda,
all of them.
Miranda. She does.
She does.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's a lesbian.
And remember in the beginning, I think it was season one of...
Does she have kids?
And There You Have It. What's it called?
And Just Like That.
And Just Like That. I never get it right. Miranda was an alcoholic, remember?
Oh, I do
and
remember
And this
that.
Season, I guess she got her shit together.
Yeah.
Because she's not in a relationship with her husband anymore. She was in an unhappy marriage.
Miranda.
Stop. Steve. I love Steve.
I don't.
I feel so bad for Steve.
Why?
Because Steve loved Miranda.
Oh, well, you know what? Time to move on, Steve.
It makes me sad.
The show's called Sex and the City, not Miranda.
Miranda.
Anyway, I mean, if season three comes, I'm only watching it for the podcast.
I was waiting for that plot twist where Steve and Carrie were gonna fuck.
Stop.
No, I was waiting for that. I thought that would have been great.
A lot of people thought that was gonna happen.
I thought that would have been great.
No.
That would have been great.
Carrie.
Stop, you're so mean. I was like, woof. Because they both were mourning their spouses.
Right, except one was still alive.
Yeah, she but she wanted nothing to do with him.
A lesbian for that season.
She would have killed Carrie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And she always has that, like, smiling, crying face. Yeah.
Like, she's... Fine. Carrie, answer me.
She's always smiling, but she's crying.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Anyway, all right. You watch this. One Piece.
Okay, so if you're an anime fan, there's an anime cartoon. It's literally thousands of episodes. It's called One Piece.
It is the longest running anime and manga.
I think it was like in 1996. Ugh. It started and it never stopped. It's still continuous. They just did the live action of this on Netflix. So Robbie's been putting that on. Well, first we watched every fucking cartoon. I'm like, when is this ending? And he's like, oh, there's only 1,002 more episodes. I'm like, stop, this is ending now. So then he was like, fine, I'll put on the live action. And I was like, oh, is it new? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, perfect, writing this down. So he likes it. Have you watched it?
No. You know I'm not into fucking anime and manga or MAGA or anything like that.
No, he says it's pretty good. He likes it.
I watched Cowboy Bebop. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A few episodes. That was also anime. Supposedly, this has better ratings than Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
But I don't like Cowboy Bebop either.
I can't get past the noises and the sound effects. Like,
they do that? Oh, in the cartoon.
Yeah, in like anime cartoons. I'm like, why does she sound like she's like coming, like,
literally.
A little girl is like, ew. You know, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. And I'm like, ew.
Because these fucking people that watch this shit are like in their basements jerking off.
I'm like, I can't take this seriously.
Anyway, point is, did you like this or not?
Rob likes it. I just wanted to mention it because that is a big deal. And, you know, you're supporting something that's not U.S. It's like, what, made in Japan?
All right, guys, just because it's not made in the U.S., you don't have to support it if you don't like it.
I mean, it's worth talking about.
But I want to talk about a show that I watch, that I'm currently watching, Mask Girl. So fucking good. I put it on last night, and you like were like,
what is this?
Yeah, you were like questioning, like, what's going on here? Such a good show.
Honey, what's this? What's going on here? What is
she this? Is an ugly girl who has been made fun of and ridiculed her whole life. So she decides to like wear a mask and start like an OnlyFans page.
Ooh.
Yeah. But then like people start dying. Such a good show. Highly recommend. It's on Netflix. It's a Korean drama.
Ooh.
It's called Masked Girl. So good.
Is it?
It's not like superhero or anything. It's like a drama. So good.
And she's a sex worker.
No. She is a cam girl, but doesn't take her clothes off.
Boring.
Until you, I can't. I don't want to give it away, but it's really good.
But by the end, she lifts her mask.
But there's
up.
Like a lot of murders and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Murders she wrote.
Remember, she's a tortured soul because she's been made fun of her whole life. So like, she doesn't take shit from anyone. It's really, really good.
Wow.
Highly recommend. And they use a different actress for each point of her life.
Hmm.
Yeah. It took a really crazy turn last night.
Where's that on?
Netflix. Girl.
Masked Girl.
And Prayers for the Stolen. Also on Netflix. Such a great movie.
Oh, it's a film.
Yeah. It's like a film.
Now
like,
you're talking.
Like you're crying.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's based off of like
it's like a film. You're like crying.
Real events. It's not based on a true story, but it's real events that have happened.
Ooh.
Of like young girls getting kidnapped in Mexico.
Oh shit.
By like the cartel or like it is sex trafficking. What a great movie.
Wow. Is it like Taken? Like,
No. Like, the girls have to, like, shave their heads while they're young so they look like boys.
Oh,
so they don't get taken. Such a great movie.
Whoa.
Like, when, like, they wear lipstick, like, the moms beat them because they don't want them to, like, look like girls because they'll get taken. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy. What a great movie.
Wow. I've been watching a Mexican series. It's called The Chosen One. I think that's also on Netflix. It's kind of like Stranger Things. So it's like a group of young kids and they're like on an adventure.
I've seen this. The only reason I haven't watched it is because I feel like it's like Jesus.
It kind of feels that way. No, but one of them has like this superpower where when he was a baby, his mom like put like this like medallion on him or something. And then he was like given the superpower. So now as an adult, he still has the superpower. And so these, you know, kids come together and they're like, oh, the magic of, you know, to make money. It's really good. But it reminds me of Stranger Things.
Like the guy in the cover.
I know. Photo, it looks like he's looking.
He's on a cross or some shit.
I know. Like that. It looks like it's a light post.
Oh.
But it does look like that.
I don't know. I don't think it's for me.
Well, if you like Stranger Things, I mean, it wasn't bad.
Amen. And that's on Netflix,
yes,
right?
The Chosen One.
And Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is coming to theaters September 26th, I believe.
October.
Oh, okay.
October 13th.
Oh, okay.
Because she's doing Friday the 13th.
I keep thinking everything is September 26th for me right now.
Yeah, no, she even scared the devil off. She scared Doja Cat because The Exorcist movie changed their premiere date from Friday the 13th, and they don't want to compete with Taylor Swift, so they did it the week prior to like October 6th. And he even, like, the producer did a tweet and was like, look what you made me do.
Oh,
look what you made me do. Congratulations, yeah, Taylor Swift, you know, but we're moving our film release date.
I'm going to try to go.
I don't know if I'm going, but I'm going to try
because they might be sold out.
Yeah, but it's not. Everyone's buying tickets for, like, the first day.
Oh.
You know, they, like, want to be there first thing in the morning.
I mean, I want to be there first thing in the morning.
I know.
Mostly because I don't want to deal with the kids.
I
want to
go with you, though. Make sure you go. You let me. Keep me in a loop.
Yeah, maybe. All right. And now it's time to move on into.
Oh, wait. Also, AMC. Ah! You know how Taylor Swift is notorious for, like, crashing Ticketmaster because her fans go berserko.
Berserkos.
Well, they crashed AMC's website, ticket website. And she also made in, like, the first day, like, within 24 hours, at least, like, $20
million. $26 million. She broke the record, which was currently held by
Harry Potter. No. Something.
Spider-Man No Way Home or Coming Home or Into the Spider-Verse. One of the fucking Spider-Man bullshits that are out right now. That's cartoon.
Yeah.
And not like actual live action.
Yeah.
It's not for me. But people love the new Spider-Man like animations.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Isn't that Kirsten Dunst and
who's
the guy?
It's
Ewan McGregor.
No. It's a Gyllenhaal. Cartoon. It's a cartoon. It's not
I just remember Gyllenhaal. Action. What's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal.
He was in Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire.
Oh, Tobey Maguire. That's what I'm saying.
Tobey Maguire.
And Kirsten Dunst.
What's the other one that's not Timothy Chalamet, Lama La Ding Dong, that looks just like him? Tom Holland.
Got it.
Like I think he did a Spider-Man.
Right.
But anywho,
I'm just used to when we were young.
All right, Miley. All right, now it's time to move on into celebrity gossip. Gosh, 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 peace be with you and with you.
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
Ugh.
They're a new hot item. Hot and steamy. They were caught making out lots of PDA at Beyonce's birthday concert in LA for her Renaissance tour. Happy birthday, Beyonce. She's 42. But Kylie Jenner kind of stole the night, being caught kissing and her first public appearance since her breakup with Travis. But Travis was at that concert.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he was there. I wonder if she was doing that to make him jelly.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Timothy Chalamet Ding Dong.
Timothy Chalamet. I think it's French. But it's like Timothy when it exempt.
His name just reminds me of like elf shoes.
He's cute though, but he reminds me of Harry Styles a little. You know, likes to wear sequins and fuchsia scarves on the carpet. Naked with fuchsia scarves.
I'm dead. It's who cares? I really don't give a fuck about the Kardashians. Like, it's just
Kylie is very much Timothy's type. Loves like a big ass, big boobs. He even was caught squeezing her ass at the show.
I saw that.
I was like, wow.
He was probably like, it's hard as a rock.
Her tits, they're as hard as rocks. And the dog's gnawing on it.
And speaking of Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian,
Chloe,
after 13 months of having a child, changed his name from Baby Kardashian, which was what was on his birth certificate.
Baby?
Yeah.
To Baby?
Tatum. Tatum? Tatum.
Tatum.
Tatum. Tatum. Wow. Tatum Thompson.
I do like that name. That is much better than Baby. Bye-bye.
Great. I'm so done with them. Like, somebody please get rid of them. I'm done.
The Kardashians?
Yes. Somebody please just...
You're gonna miss that ass.
Drop a bookcase on them or something.
Oh my gosh. Like in Boy Meets World when they push the bookcase.
How could you?
How could you?
And then We have, okay, Beyoncé's birthday.
Wait, we have to talk about Joe Jonas. JoJo. So one of the Jonas brothers, I think he's the middle child, Joe Jonas, is divorcing his wife of 5 years, Sophie Turner. So if you're a Jonas Brothers
Sophie Turner groupie, was on Game of Thrones. She was Princess Amidala. No, I'm just kidding. That's from Star Wars.
I thought that was from Aladdin.
She was Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones. And allegedly, they're saying that Sophie Turner was saying that she was a homebody and he was like
life of the party,
very social.
Yeah.
But allegedly, they're getting a divorce because of her partying habits.
What does that mean?
That means she has habits of partying. I don't fucking know, Megan.
That's crazy.
I don't know the details. I wasn't there because I'd be partying with her too.
Maybe sex parties.
No.
No?
No, of course not.
Well, all I'm saying is Jonas Brothers groupies, gals, pull your thong up because he's single again. So that's exciting.
I mean, these girls are in their 30s and 40s. They're not wearing thongs anymore.
Yo, my bestie, Gabby, was like the biggest Jonas Brothers like fan, like fanatic. Like how like you are with Britney and I am with Hilary Duff. She was like that for the Jonas Brothers. I was like, for a guy? I was like, oh, I don't understand that. I do not understand how people become obsessed with male pop stars. But
they suck.
Yeah, but male in the pop time,
stars are not...
In their prime, they were like...
No, I'm saying not them. Like, male pop stars are like the worst. Like, they don't like dress like cute and sexy. They don't have like fun, sexy
Unless
songs.
You're Harry Styles.
Or like great dance moves. Harry doesn't dance.
I got a hairy pair of testicles.
I don't know.
And he's sequence.
He looks hairless to me.
So that's exciting.
I feel like I got more hair on my arm than he has in his entire body.
Oh my gosh. You know they're from New Jersey.
Who?
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend went to church with them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to
hit on her, and she was like, no.
They had the purity rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the ones that... Demi Lovato was part of that. The Jonas Brothers really started it, where they were forced to wear purity rings whenever they were in concerts and
even
stuff.
Even though they weren't
pure.
But just for
Mickey
the
Mouse.
Lyrics.
Mickey Mouse, you better wear those purity rings, or I'll beat the shit out of you.
And then, I don't know about this. You wrote this down. I don't get this. 50 Cent.
Okay, 50 Cent is going through a lawsuit. So you know how Cardi B hurled her microphone at a... person in the audience because they threw water.
50 Cent is the rapper that
he did the Super Bowl.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. I'm gonna party like I got the magic stick. I could hit once, I could hit twice. I got the magic stick. What's the
another? He's facing an assault battery charge because his microphone wasn't working when he got it, and he got so angry he just hurled it. An audience member hit her right in the forehead. She had a huge hole in her goddamn forehead. Blood everywhere. The pictures were beyond like BB Rex's eye. This wasn't even close. This was like horrifying. Damn. Her pictures. She's suing. And you know what? She's going to get 25 cents and he's going to be left with like $2 in his pocket.
Many men have mercy on many men. Have mercy on my soul. One day my heart turned cold.
Although, something tells me because we haven't been hearing about it as much. Like,
They're
remember when...
sweeping it under the rug.
Or he's going to settle in court and probably give her millions of dollars to hush it up.
He declared bankruptcy not too long ago.
Well, she's coming after him. And I don't blame her.
No,
pictures
100%.
Pictures were horrifying. Could you imagine? And there was no reason for him to do that.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really shocking. Quite shocking and very disappointing. Yeah. Let's move on into Lizzo and giving a really quick update. I know we keep giving Lizzo updates throughout the episodes. So the final...
This came out last week, but we wanted to give an update because right now everything's quiet. But last week, they came out and said that Lizzo is going to be suing
the three
backup
ladies.
Dancers, counter-suing them, and for
like
malicious intent.
And yeah, for, like, defamation, almost.
And that's it. Your vagina right now, bro. It's like, I feel like it looks like it's blowing out.
I think it's because I'm like PMSing, so I'm just like...
Again?
Oh yeah, there's always something with me. Like I'm PMSing or I'm ovulating. I feel like
right before you went to the wedding, you came to my house and you ate me out of house and home.
Because I was ravenous. No, I was ovulating.
Oh, okay.
So there's literally 1 week out of a month where a lady is just normal.
Oh, okay.
And the rest is always something. One week out of a month.
Damn.
Are women just totally untouched by the hormones?
That's crazy.
Don't last long, fellas. Listen up, but don't last long.
All right, now it's time to move on to...
the straight news segment.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, every time you crack your knuckles, it makes me wince like a little girl.
Woo-hoo!
I can't crack my knuckles, you know that?
So we got some sports news. Michael Jordan, you remember from Space Jam, he was like the number one basketball player.
Number 23 on the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, he was. He was known for his killer slam dunks. Am I right?
You are.
Like Mike. Make me like Mike. Remember that movie with Lil Bow Wow? That was one of the... He playing basketball. You know that basketball. Yeah, he has made history as the richest basketball player for the NFL. NBA.
NBA.
I never know. With $3.5 billion net worth.
But... a lot of that is attributed to Jordans, the shoes.
Oh yeah, a lot of this is Nike. It's his sponsorships that he did, Gatorade. A lot of them have been like 20 plus years. Yeah. He was on the Wheaties box. I'm trying to think what else. Nike's was a big one.
He was after basketball. Golf was his thing.
Wow. I don't think he was like that. And they're like, damn, Michael Jordan can also swing a club.
More than not just his dick.
And he's such a good guy. Really, you never heard terrible things about him. No, really? Man.
He's a terrible person.
Why?
Like, he's an asshole. Why? Like, everyone knows he will step all over you to get where he needs to go. Like, he's not like a good person. Like, image wise, like to us, he's like, oh my God, Michael Jordan.
Space
but
Jam.
People that know Michael Jordan and know his like legacy and trajectory of his career know that he's a giant asshole.
Oh, damn. That's
and
a
he
shame.
Will take you down to get above you.
Can we sing a little Space Jam?
I don't know if I can.
We've sung it before.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going now. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's a chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. Wave your hands in the air if you feel fine. We're gonna take it into overtime. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's a chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. Hey, ho, what you gonna do? Say, hey, ho.
Oh my God, that was great.
I couldn't even look at you. I had to look away because I had to imagine the screen to be able to get the words in my head.
Oh my gosh. You know, that second Space Jam that was, who was that? Kobe?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. Not Kobe. Oh, R.I.P. Kobe.
It was
LeBron.
Trash.
Yeah, it was terrible. Trash.
Garbage dumpster fire.
What the hell was that about? Who was your favorite Looney Tunes character in the original Space Jam?
Bugs Bunny.
I used to love the girl. What's her name?
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny. And then they made her a lesbian in the second one.
No, they just didn't dress her sexy.
Yeah, they put pants on her.
Might as well be a lesbian at that point.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, but I just wanted to see Lola Bunny looking cute. Looking sexy.
I wanted to see Lola Bunny looking like a hola bunny.
I want
to
see her little cottontail peeping through her skirt.
Anyway, and Simone Biles.
Oh, yes, Simone Biles. She is probably, unarguably, the best gymnast the world has ever seen.
She did in her most recent
U.S. gymnastic championships. Yeah. She has officially broken the record and has won over the years. I think it's like the span of 10 years. She's 26 right now, which is the oldest gymnast for a woman.
Oof.
And she has 8 gold medals.
Wow.
Eight titles.
She did a a jump, a flip, I don't know what you call it.
That she did a cartwheel.
Was
record
break. Never been done
before. It was like a by somersault. By a
female gymnast.
Yeah, she did a somersault twist, flip back, like a pancake.
Back handspring.
It was amazing. Effortless. She is so fun to watch.
Metal bed springs.
You know, I cried when I watched it.
Did you really?
Like, wow. Just like imagine that kind of pressure and you nail it like that.
Yeah.
And she had something called the twisties, which, you know, Simone Biles, it was crazy because it was the, what was it? The 2020 Olympics. Was it 2020? The in Japan? The Olympics. And she bowed out.
I don't remember.
She was in Japan and she was going to compete.
For her mental health.
And she bowed out and she says she has something called the twisties where your brain and your body are not in sync. And it's very dangerous to perform the stunt she's doing. Right, you can kill yourself.
Right, 100%.
Snap your neck, break your back type shit. And she didn't do it. She bowed out. And the whole... And they ended up winning silver that year without her. And the U.S. was like, how could she do this to the United States? And
she had the nipple twisties.
Yeah. And, you know, she reminded the world that mental health is key to success.
Yeah, for sure.
Having a clean, healthy mental slate will bring you success. And look, what a comeback.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Simone Biles. We're rooting for you. We hope to see you at the Olympics. When is that? This year? Next year? Isn't it every four years?
Know. Yeah, it's every 4 years.
So it hasn't been recent.
I don't know.
I think that was the last one.
I'm a homosexual, Megan. I only know the winter skating Olympics.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. When is the next Olympics? Okay, so it's going to be July of 2024. So okay. Next year.
Wow. I don't know. I only know the skating Olympics.
Oh, I love the ice skating. That's my favorite to watch.
With Michelle Kwan.
Yep. Amazing.
Which she probably doesn't skate anymore because that's so long ago.
But she was amazing, too. I remember watching the ice skating, and it's like, wow. It's incredible watching the Olympics.
It's amazing because I would watch that. I would love. I would want to put it on and be like, I'm not gay at all. I love this.
Oh, it's so incredible. I love it.
Anyway, alrighty, that's all we have for straight news. Even though the people that follow Simone Biles are probably all women and
lesbian
homosexuals, but
that's okay.
Anyway, all right. Well, now it's time for
everybody's favorite segment, the Britney notification of the week. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, let's do the Oracle cards first.
Oh my god, I forgot to write those.
I'm choosing, I think, today, and you're reading.
Yes.
All right, and remember, for anyone that has questions, the Oracle cards are like tarot cards, but they don't give you negative feedback. You're not going to know if you're going to die.
Would you want to know if you went to a psychic?
Absolutely. I don't go to psychics, you know that.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
I don't... One time I went to a psychic with a friend because they didn't speak Spanish and she was a Spanish psychic. And let me tell you, she talked about me. She talked about, although I wasn't asking, I was just translating. She talked about me. She talked about our other friend. And yeah, I don't remember what she said, but it wasn't anything bad. I couldn't sleep for 3 days after that.
Oh, my God.
I remember I sat in the living room looking out the window. And my mom was like, Isaiah, what are you... I'm like, I'm sorry, but I went to the psychic. She's like, that's what you get.
Oh, my God.
That's why you're not going to sleep. Because you know you shouldn't be going in there. And I'm like, you're right.
Do you remember that when we first started hanging out and I kept talking about ghosts and you were yelling at me? And then I slept over. And as we were falling asleep, you heard... like pots and pans banging in your closet. And we both were like, but I just was laughing because I was like, I know it's the ghost fucking with you.
All right, I picked a card.
Okay.
Ooh, the halftime superstar. And it's halftime. Britney is not featured on this. It is the outfit that she wore for the 2000. Halftime show with who headlined in that halftime show? Aerosmith,
I think.
No, NSYNC also performed with Britney. Britney performed, NSYNC performed.
Mary J. Blige.
Nelly performed, and I think the headliner was
Aerosmith,
yeah.
Steven Tyler, who...
Don't want to close my eyes.
People mistake Steven Tyler looking like a woman.
Well, what? He kind of looks like a woman.
He looks like a hot lady, too.
A hot old lady, yeah.
Yeah, like, I would top that.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's just football pants, little crop top, a football microphone, and socks.
A sock to jerk off in.
For her arms.
All right, cute. Here we go.
The halftime superstar.
The halftime superstar. Performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is a huge fucking deal. Even for the biggest stars in the world. Britney, resplendent. What the fuck?
Resplendent.
Oh, like that's a normal everyday word. Resplendent. What the fuck? The halftime superstar. Performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is a huge deal, even for the biggest stars in the world. Britney, resplendent in football-inspired pants and an athletic sock on her arm, took to the stage alongside Aerosmith, Mary J. Blige, Nelly, and NSYNC, and delivered a rendition of Walk This Way! And that has gone down in history as one of the most unforgettable halftime shows of all time. Britney looked confident and relaxed, strutting the stage with Steven Tyler, and absolutely stole the fucking show when performing her verse. The halftime Super Bowl is all about holding your own while learning from those who have gone before you and finding success in collaboration.
That did not say fucking.
No. I added that for a little emphasis.
Very interesting. All right, so what's happening...
What do you think this means?
I don't think it has anything to do with what we're about to read. I feel like... I mean, unless Britney's attempting to make a comeback.
Well, you were saying that Cade Hudson, her BFF, is trying to force her to do new music.
Right, new music.
And she's been collabing.
She has... So right now, rumor has it that Madonna... is trying to get Britney on stage for her celebration tour.
Oh, shit. That'd be great.
Megan and I actually have a connect who is currently working on the Madonna tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we have actual video footage.
Exclusive Madonna footage.
Yeah, of Madonna performing,
rehearsing. With some topless ladies.
Supposedly for the European tour, so the...
You could show titties and nips.
The dancers are topless, and she looks good. But yeah, that's... So, supposedly, Madonna's attempting to get Britney on that bandwagon and get on the stage with her for her celebration tour.
That's exactly what we were kind of manifesting. We were like, can someone like Madonna, Cher, Dolly, take Britney under her wing? And I was like, look, I'll be your mama for a little while. Madonna would be great. And to get her back performing, do my
tour. But what did I tell you? I don't trust Madonna. Madonna is using Britney.
Yeah, but Madonna gave Britney her lawyer that she could trust. So she is there for her.
I don't know.
And it worked because she's out of the conservatorship. And Sam is out of her life now.
Well, if he's out of her life, she's still paying $10,000 a month for his skyrise apartment.
That's so fucking crazy. Yep. So he's living in like a luxury style. It's kind of like New York inspired apartment in LA.
Yeah. $10,000 a month. And
well, he's living in a penthouse.
She probably was like, just get the fuck out.
Yeah. And those apartments range to like $60,000.
Britney is...
He's on the lower end.
Has supposedly recently found out that she believes Sam has been...
Feeding information
to her father since they started dating.
Yikes.
To keep her in the conservatorship. And
he was benefiting everybody. I bet he was getting a damn paycheck.
I believe Sam was on the payroll. A lot of people... This is not new. We had a feeling this was happening. You know, we had a feeling that...
We didn't want to believe it was true.
Sam was actually selling information... Not selling, giving information to Jamie. And now Sam is selling information to TMZ.
Scumbag Network. Yeah. I hate them.
Sam is garbage. And
we should have like a name for
Brittany has been posting like crazy on Instagram.
Yeah, she posted her snake tattoo.
Yeah, she got a tattoo of a snake, a tattoo of a star, and three little dots on her fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tattoo time.
So, and then, Kate Hudson, her manager / BFF, is supposedly pushing her to make new music because...
Do you trust Cade?
No.
No.
He's a manager. You don't trust a manager.
They're my manager.
They don't care about your best interests. They're trying to make money.
So you're not after my best interests?
Well, we don't make money.
Oh, that's true.
So I feel like he doesn't give a fuck about her well-being. He cares about his profit. When she doesn't work, he doesn't make money. A lot of people don't make money when she doesn't work. Which is why she was saying in court, like, you're saying I can't work. I'm literally giving people livelihoods.
Yeah.
Over 150 people work for me.
And they're like millionaires.
But they're making me work. Like, you work for me. I don't work for you.
Yeah.
Is what she was saying. But
as she should. Yeah. Remind people their fucking place.
But yeah, so again, the prenup, supposedly Sam will get nothing except the cars and the gifts that Brittany gave him, which are a lot of expensive.
Yeah, he'll get a couple million and worth.
And a watch.
Jewelry.
Like watches, whatever she gave him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And she also took his wig back.
He has thinning and a receding hairline all of a sudden.
Yeah, she snatched his wig. Yeah. And took it and was like, get out of here.
Wait, the best part is Sam was seen protesting the writer's strike. And the paparazzi that was there asked him, you know, what do you feel? You know, do you have any work coming? He's like, listen, I'm at the same level as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, what?
Yes.
What a loser.
He literally is so DeLulu.
Yeah.
Delusional.
He thinks that he's at the same thinks caliber.
Him and Leonardo DiCaprio are in the same
caliber.
Caliber.
What the fuck? He insane. That's laughable.
Anyway. All right. Well,
he's
that's...
lucky if he turns into like Meghan Markle on The Price is Right. And, like, lifting the box open. You know how Meghan Markle used to do that?
That man is never going to work again.
He's lucky if he gets that kind of job.
He's never going to work in Hollywood. He's never going to work in a gym. He's going to work in Target or Best Buy. Not that there's anything wrong with those jobs, but he doesn't want that. But, you know.
That's what you're going to get.
You fuck with the bull, you get the horns.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to shove that horn right up your
asshole.
Mind your beat.
Anyway, all right, that's all we got for the Brittany Notification of the Week. This episode is like flying by.
Flying. This is a shorty.
Yeah.
Shorty.
We're gonna go to the club and get crunk with Brittany. All right, so now it's time for the
closing entree. I was like, you got a closing entree.
No, I don't.
Motherfucker, you never do.
Do you got a closing entree?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, for once.
All right. So Jennifer Aniston brought this to my attention. So you know how I obsess lately over like anti-aging and like wrinkles and just skin treatments and stuff? I even ordered online what Britney Spears was raving about. Instead of Botox injections, she's using these like pads on her forehead, and they're called SIO, like S-I-O. And they, it's like a little temporary patch. You put it on it when you go to sleep, and when you wake up, you have like no wrinkles on your forehead. Wow. And it probably lasts for like, I don't know, 10 hours and then goes back to normal.
Right.
But so Jennifer Aniston brought to my attention salmon sperm facials.
Huh.
Very interesting. Where I've never heard of this before, but they literally take a salmon and they jerk his little penis off and they splooge on your face and you rub it around and you make sure it gets in all the little cell holes and all that. So doctors were saying, I read up into this, doctors were saying that it improves skin, hydration, plumpness, texture, and prevents wrinkles.
Damn.
I know. I feel like I gotta go to the city and get this done.
I mean, that's probably gonna be pretty expensive.
You think so? What should I do? Should I start saving?
No, girl, I got you for free. Give me 3 minutes, I'll splooge all over your face.
And on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.